每次我们当读诗篇的时候，我们会读到许许多多大卫的诗篇。
Whenever we open the book of Psalms, then we see there are many Psalms of David in it.
常常我们发现，在大卫的诗篇里面，我们心里面会有一个疑惑。
In David's Psalms, when we read it, we find doubt sometimes.
我们发现每次他向耶和华神在那里呼求，愿耶和华神用各样的咒诅，用各样的情形呢，来抵挡他的那些仇敌。
And he often would plead to the Lord to punish the enemies of David.
我们发现很难想象的是，为什么大卫用那样的一个字眼来想要来制止这些的仇敌。
And how come David would use such cruel words like cursing and then to put death the enemy?
难道在耶和华神里面一点慈爱都没有吗？
Is there not a loving kindness in the Lord Jehovah?
但是慢慢的我们会发现，大卫所咒诅的，大卫所希望神除去的，竟然是在我们人身上的肉体。
But then later on we find out that actually what David referred to as our enemies is actually our flesh.
他实在是看到在人的里面没有一点的良善。
And he has seen that there is nothing good in man.
在人的里面充满了一切的罪恶。
And there are sins in man.
唯有神才能够成为我们的拯救。
But then the Lord is our salvation.
所以我们看到是神他自己的儿子来到地上成为我们的拯救。
And we see now that the Son of God, He has become our salvation.
诗歌在这里说，主使我脱离情欲和嗜好。
And Him telling us that the Lord has freed us from all carnal affection.
脱离我嫉妒、恨恶、狂傲。
And He has given us freedom from envy, hatred, and strife.
脱离世俗虚空的幻想。
And freeing us from vain and worldly ambitions.
以脱离一切的忧劳。
Free us from all saddened lives.
第三节，他更说到在现代的人里面，他说主使我脱离骄傲和愚昧。
And the verse sentence three talks more fitting to the current people, contemporary people, about freeing us from pride and sinful follies.
脱离我溺爱金钱迷惑。
Free us from love and glitter of gold.
脱离我恼怒暴躁的性情。
Freeing us from evil temper and anger.
但是他最后说到一句话，荣耀之释放，无穷喜乐。
And lastly, the statement is, glorious freedom, rapture untold.
副歌说奇妙的释放。
And this is a marvelous freedom.
他的奇妙不在乎我们借着这样诗歌，我们就可以释放了。
And how wonderful it is, it's not only about how wonderfully we sing.
不是说借着我们的信息，我们就可以释放了。
And it is not to say by the message we are free marvelously.
如果我们没有先看出我们自己的地位，
but if we have not found our own place in Christ,
我们不过只是一个蒙恩的罪人，
then we are only sinners saved by grace.
如果我们仍然觉得我们来到神的面前，我们是理当的，
and if we think we deserve to come and to hold this position,
我们没有觉得我们一点都不配，
and if we do not feel our own unworthiness.
我们仍然按照一样，我们来到他的面前。
And we just come before the Lord.
我们又如何能够听明白他的话？
And how can we ever understand His own words?
愿意求神早上帮助我们，让我们实在是谦卑来到他的面前。
We ask the Lord to help us that we may humble ourselves before Him.
瞎眼的之所以他的眼得以看见，是因为他知道他瞎了眼。
And the blind man's eyes could be opened because he recognized his own blindness.
瘸腿的之所以能行走，因为他知道他曾经瘸腿过。
And the lame man could be healed later because he realized he was lame before the Lord one time.
我们知道我们现在的地位吗？
And do we know where we stand today?
我们不过是蒙恩的罪人。
We are only sinners saved by grace.
愿意他早上更深的拯救临到我们。
And may a deeper salvation come unto us.
我们再从第一节唱到第三节。
We sing through this hymn again.
对，来。我曾被罪恨所钉十字架，想过不自由，从不敢当。那些不放在我一切昨天，温柔的光，现在是我。Thank you. 主，我们实在喜乐，我们可以来到你的面前。
Lord, we rejoice before you.
因为你的救恩，主啊，是实在是永远。
And because your salvation lasts forever.
当我们信你的那一天，主，我们领受了你的圣灵。
And the moment we believe in you, we have received the Holy Spirit.
一方面，我们在那里脱离我们自己天然的束缚。
Then we began to be freed from our own natural bondages.
我们也在那里行走一条主啊荣耀的道路。
And we also begin to walk in a glorious way.
但是主，我们发现我们常常需要你再来拯救我们。
Yet sometimes we discover we need you to save us further.
你再来提醒我们主那个十字架的荣耀。
Oh Lord, remind us this glory of the cross.
我们没有办法靠我们自己来走这条路。
And because we cannot walk on this way by our own strength.
唯有你自己的救恩才能够开我们心中的眼睛。
Except your salvation, it can open our eyes.
才能够让我们尝到那个长阔高深的爱。
Then we may taste of your love.
主，你已经为我们钉死了，你又为我们复活了。
Oh Lord, you have been crucified and now you are risen.
我们求你复活的大能显在我们中间。
And we ask of this resurrected power to hover over us.
好叫我们知道我们是被你所分别出来的名。
So we may know we are now sanctified by you.
一生做你荣耀的见证。
That will be your glorious testimonies all our days.
我们谢谢你，我们求你保守以下的时间。
Lord, we thank you and ask you to keep this following time.
愿你再来对我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
也愿你自己的话荣耀你自己。
And may your word truly lift up the glorious Christ before our eyes. We thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我想我们每一次在这里的问候都是爱里面真实的关怀。
And I believe all the time when we greet each other, it is truly the care of His love.
也是我们诚心在主面前一个彼此的祝福。
And it is our sincere blessings one upon another.
也更是我们在信心里面的一个宣告。
And it is also a declaration of our faith.
虽然我们在这个世上会遭遇苦难，
Though there are many sufferings on earth.
但是我们主已经应许我们在祂里面永远有平安。
But then the Lord promised that we will always have peace in Him.
所以何等希望当我们每一次彼此问候弟兄姊妹平安的时候。
So I hope that every time when we greet each other, peace.
我们不仅仅是在爱里面的关怀。
Not only we care for one another in love.
我们也是诚心的祝福。
But we also sincerely blessing one another.
同样我们也是在信心里面的一个宣告。
And it is also the declaration of our faith.
我想最近这一两个礼拜在整个硅谷矽谷里面有很多不好的经济消息。
And there are many economic downturn in the Silicon Valley.
好几个大公司 HP, Intel, Cisco 都在这里几千几千个人的 layoff。
And many big companies lay off thousands upon thousands of people.
昨天的第一版消息就是 Cisco 要 lay off 8000个人。
And the head news of yesterday is Cisco will lay off 8000 people.
所以我们在座很多的弟兄姊妹都在这里上班，都在这里活在各样的压力底下。
And we know many people are working these companies and they are pressures.
我也非常能够体会弟兄姊妹的心情，因为我过去12年在矽谷上班是经济最不好的时候。
And I also identify with what you feel because when I worked in the Silicon Valley for 12 years and that was the time the economy wasn't so good.
每平均几个月公司就有一次 layoff.
And on the average, a few months there will be one group of people got laid off.
所以在这一段可能的艰难的日子里面。
So in this possible time of hardship to come.
我希望我们每一个弟兄或者上班的姊妹们不要独自扛这个重担。
And I hope that every one of us will not just bear this burden alone.
我希望你们自己在家里面的时候，夫妻、孩子们一起为着工作祷告。
And I hope that when you are at home, the husband and wife, and even with children, you can pray together.
特别我们在座有许多做学生的孩子们。
Especially many are students here.
你们有很多的责任，学生的压力。
And you have many responsibilities as well as the pressure of being a student.
你们的父母亲更是如此。
And it is more so for your parents.
所以当全家人一起祷告的时候，不要忘了为你的父亲，为你的母亲的工作祷告。
So when the whole household is praying together, forget not to pray for your parents.
神从来没有保证我们不被 lay off。
And the Lord has never guaranteed us never will be laid off.
但是神应许我们在一切的试炼里面，他要把够用的恩典赐给我们。
But the Lord has promised that in all trials He will give us sufficient grace.
能够全家一同在主里面借着祷告来经历，这是一件很美的事情。
And that we may experience Him in the whole household, and that is a beautiful thing.
那万一 lay off 真发生在你身上的话
？And if the layoff truly has come to you,
那还不是世界末了，不要太痛苦。
And that is not the end of the world. Let you not be suffering too much.
那如果是因为我们个人表现不好，不够认真的话，那我们在主的面前求主。
And if we haven't done our portion, then may the Lord correct us and give us a second chance.
那这样子的话，对我们仍然是一个祝福，因为我们就会比从前更认真。
Because in such a way, there is still a blessing because we'll be more serious about what we do.
那如果不是因为你工作不认真而被公司 lay off, 这是经常发生的事情。
And we know it often happens when we are not serious about our work and we got laid off.
因为我以前在公司里面很多技术很好的人，他们都被 lay off 掉了。
And the company I used to work in, many people have much skill, but they still got laid off.
所以心里面不要有太多的苦读，或是自卑，或是不好意思。
So do not feel bitter when this kind of thing comes to you or feel embarrassed.
它可能发生在任何一个人身上。
Because it is something that can happen to anybody.
我第一次经历到公司 lay off 的时候，我们公司最技术最好的 hardware VP 他就被 lay off 掉了。
And the first time I experienced this was that the very skillful hardware vice president got laid off.
因为我们整个公司的专利和产品就是靠他而有的。
And he basically was responsible for all the products.
当公司出问题的时候，第一个就把他砍掉了。
But then as the company had encountered difficulties, he was the first to let go.
因为他薪水太高了。
And because he earned a big salary.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们准备 lay off 的时候，我们不要太难过。
But if we are to be laid off and do not feel too bad about it,
我们放在祷告中，仰望主给我们有一个新的带领。
We know we still can pray and ask the Lord to give us a new lead.
所以当我们跟世人一样，在这场经济这个好像风暴里面。
Though we experience the same as in the world, this economy downturn,
但是因为我们里面有主，我们里面有主的生命在我们里面，我们跟世人还是不一样。
But because of the Lord and His life in us, we know we are different from the world.
虽然我们外面的遭遇可能都一样，
Though we may experience the same,
但是整个过程，我们的反应还有我们的结局都跟别人不一样。
But the process, our ways and our end is different.
好不好我们开始有一个简短的祷告好不好
And let us still have a simple prayer.
我们不仅仅每个家庭为自己祷告我们也能够常常在主内彼此代求
Not only each family pray for one another in the family we also pray for each other in Christ
我们不仅仅为自己的工作祷告我们也为我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹的工作祷告
Not only we pray for our own work but we also pray for our dear brothers and sisters work
做孩子的或者在家里面的姊妹们也特别为你的弟兄祷告
And the children and the spouse, we can pray for one another.
能够更多体谅他们这一阵子在外面所面临额外的压力。
So we may empathize with one another the pressure we experience today.
主，我们都来到你的面前。
Lord, we all come before you.
我们的一生都在你的面前经过。
And because we pass our life before you,
你应许我们，你要调度万事，叫万事在这里互相效力。
Lord, your promise is that you will work all things together for good.
要叫那些爱你的得到真实的益处。
And for good to those who love you.
我们把我们在座所有在工作上的弟兄和姊妹们交在你的手中。
And we put all the brothers and sisters who work in this economy.
在这段艰难充满压力的日子里面，求你特别的来保守我们。
And when there's so much pressure and hardship to come, we ask you to keep us.
保守我们的心甚是保守一切
to keep our hearts more than anything else
不让这个世界的潮流世界的压力伤害了我们里面的生命
do not allow this current and the pressure of the world to hurt the life within
也不让他们伤害了我们家庭和我们与弟兄姊妹之间的关系
do not allow all these things to hurt our relationship at home and among one another in Christ
让我们里面仍然知道什么是上好的福分
and may we still recognize what is the best blessing from you
什么是最不可以少的事情
and what is the one thing that that cannot be missed out.
当我们从这里面经过的时候，
and when we pass this through,
求主照着你所应许的，将够用的恩典赐给我们。
Lord, we pray for sufficient grace as you promised.
日子如何，让我们得到的力量也如何。
And how our days is, may we receive the same portion of strength.
让我们在凡事上归荣耀给主。
And that we may give you glory in all things.
为我们卸下一切的重担。
Lord, help us to unburden ourselves.
让我们不为明天来忧虑。
So that we will not worry about tomorrow.
因为我们知道谁在那里掌管我们的明天。
Because we know who holds tomorrow.
让我们知道谁是我们真正的老板和主人。
Let us know who is our true master and lord.
所以在这样子的一个艰难的里面，让我们因信仍有平安。
So, but in this hardship, may we all have peace because of faith.
也让我们显出神儿女那个尊贵的自由。
And that we may show forth the noble freedom of the children of God.
祝福我们亲爱的弟兄和姊妹们。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们今天继续讲同钉的十字架第二讲。
And today we'll continue to speak on the cross of union, the second speech.
我们要在讲之前先稍微简单复习我们上一次讲的同钉的十字架，讲胜过罪。
And before we go on, we'd like to review a little bit of what we talked about last time, triumph over sin.
上一次我们曾经讲过我们做承受了亚当那个堕落的生命。
And we know we have all received an inheritance of the fallen Adam.
这一个旧造堕落的生命最丑陋最肮脏的一种表现就叫做罪。
And this fallen Adam, his most filthy and wicked manifestation is called sin.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们需要靠着主的宝血来洁净我们。
And if we, when we have committed sin, then we ask the Lord to cleanse us by His blood.
所以罪的行为是要靠着主的宝血。
And we know sins need to be cleansed by the precious blood.
但是问题是我们不仅仅有外面罪的行为，而我们里面更有一个会犯罪的生命在我们里面。
But our problem is more than that. Not only we have manifestation of sins, but we also have a sinful life within.
这个罪性的解决不是靠着宝血。
And this nature of sins cannot be dealt solved by precious blood.
乃是借着基督的十字架。
But it has to be dealt with by the cross of the Christ.
罗马书第六章第七节讲得这么清楚，他说已死的人是脱离了罪。
So Romans chapter 6 verse 7 it tells us so clearly those who died has been freed from sin.
而且我们从此就不再做罪的奴仆。
And from now on we are no longer slaves of sin.
那个罪性不能够再辖制我们。
The nature of sin is no longer our bondage.
所以到了十四节他说罪也就不能够再做我们的主。
So in verse 14 it says that then sin is no longer our master.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神的心意不仅仅借着宝血来洁净我们所犯的罪。
So now we know that in the heart of the Lord, He not only wants to give us the precious blood to solve the problem of sin.
他把我们救到一个境界，就是我们不再做罪的奴仆。
But He will want to save us so that we will no longer be slaves of sin.
罪再也不能够做我们的主。
That sin can no longer be our master.
那这是借着死，因为只有死的人能够脱离罪。
And the Lord has accomplished this by death because only death the those who can be freed from sin.
那这是第一个我们要复习的。
And that is the first portion of review.
那第二个点我们要复习的就是我们既然要借着死才能脱离罪，可是我们现在都活着嘛，对不对？
So the second point I would like to review is that since we need to be dead in order to be free from sin, but how come we are still living right now?
现在有的人这样子，有的人这样子，有的人这样子，每一个都是活的。
And we have all sorts of manners and which show forth that we are still living.
我们怎么死呢？
And how may we die?
圣经上不是说我这个人真正去死掉。
And the Bible is not to say now our being is dead.
乃是说我们在基督里面跟他一同死。
But He gives us the life that we are now crucified and died in Christ.
加拉太书二章二十节告诉我们我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Galatians 2:20 says, Now I have been crucified with Christ.
请问基督钉十字架是什么时候？
And I ask you, when did Christ crucified?
我要跟他一同钉，是不是表示他钉的时候，我是跟他一同？
If I'm to be crucified with him, does that mean that when he died, then I also was crucified there?
所以我跟基督一同死的这件事情是发生在基督钉十字架的时候。
So we know that the time that I died with him is at the time when he was crucified on the cross.
所以那是2000年前的事情。
And we all know that it is the happenings of 2000 years ago.
我们都知道2000年前我根本都还没有生出来，我怎么会死呢？
And some wonders, I have not been born yet, and how come I can already dead?
随之来到第三个点，我怎么可能跟基督一同死呢？
So that brings us to the third point, how may I die with Christ?
那这件事情的发生就叫做要在基督里。
And this happening, we know, is only possible in Christ.
圣经上从来没有说我们要去钉十字架。
And the Bible did not tell us to go to be crucified.
因为事实上我们没有钉在十字架。
And because the fact is that we are not crucified.
我们乃是在基督里面跟他一同钉十字架。
But if we are in Christ, we know that there is the fact that we are crucified with him.
所以我上个礼拜用了一个比喻，就说如果我的爷爷、我的祖宗在生下我父亲之前，他们就已经先去世的话。
And so, therefore, I gave the example before last week that if my grandfather, my father died before I was born.
在他们的死里面，我们这些所有后代的子孙就都死了。
And in their death, then all the descendants to follow also died.
但是因着他们没有死。
But because they have not died.
所以在他们的活里面，我们也都活了。
And therefore, in their living, we are also made alive.
所以同样的，今天我们是新约，是新造的族类。
So now we know that we are in the New Testament and we are the new creation.
所以在神的眼中，这个新造的族类的元首就是主基督。
And in the eyes of God, then this, the head of this new creation is Christ the Lord.
他是整个新造族类的第一位。
And he is the number one of the whole new creation.
所以那一天在他的死里面，我们其实都一同钉死。
So on that day when he died on the cross, we also was crucified.
所以今天如果我们有没有死过，就问我们到底是不是一个新造的人。
And so today, if we want to ask ourselves, have we died? We should ask ourselves this question, are we a new creation?
如果我们是新造的人，当我们新造元首死的时候，我们跟他一起死了。
And if we are a new creation, then when the head of the new creation died, we died in him.
就像我刚才举的例子，如果我的祖父先去世的话，对你们在座的人没有任何人有影响。
And just like the example I gave, if my grandfather died before his time, then it is not affecting anyone else.
那必须是在这个瑜伽的这条系列里面的人才发生关系。
But then all the people who is in the lineage of the family you, then everybody matters.
所以那一天那个死如果真发生在我的爷爷身上的话，你们今天就看不见我，看不见我的儿子。
So if grandfather you died on that day, and today you can no longer see me, and you cannot see his son.
弟兄姊妹，这个同钉怎么发生呢？是因为我们在基督里面。
And how is this possible that died with Christ, and that is happening only in Christ?
所以格林多后书第五章告诉我们，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。就是已过，一切都成为新的。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, if there's anyone in Christ, and he is a new creation, the old things have passed, and behold, all things are new.
今天早晨我们要讲，再往前走一步，叫做胜过肉体。
And today we would like to take one step further, and it is called triumph over the flesh.
什么叫做肉体？
And what is this flesh?
弟兄姊妹，圣经上至少有四个中文的翻译，在英文里面都叫 flesh。
And there are four translations for the English word flesh in Chinese.
在希腊文里面也都是用同样一个字，叫做 sarx， 都是同一个字。
And in the Greek language is also the same word for the flesh.
那中文翻译做这四个字，第一方面是讲到肉身身体。
And the Chinese like to distinguish the different parts, and the first one is talking about the body.
就是这个 physical body， 我们的肉身、肉体。
And the flesh is used to refer to our physical body.
所以说外面肉身的割礼不是真割礼，就是讲到身体的。
So talk about the circumcision of the flesh is not the true circumcision, it's talking about the body.
保罗说有一根刺加在我的肉体上，说到他在身体上有一个病。
And Paul says that there is a thorn on his side, and that is talking about a physical ailment.
那这个不是我们今天要讲的胜过肉体。
And that is not the kind of flesh that we want to triumph over today.
那第二方面呢，圣经上的翻译呢，翻译做血气。
And the second Chinese usage of the flesh is carnage.
那在英文和在希腊文里面都是叫应该翻作肉体。
And in English and in the original language, it's always flesh.
凡有血气的, 没有一个能够因行律法, 在神的面前被称义。
And all those who are in flesh cannot do the law and to be right before the Lord.
彼得前书第一章24节说, 凡有血气的尽都如草。
And 1 Peter 1:24 says that all those who are flesh is just like grass.
那这是因为中国人比较明白血气这个意思。
And perhaps the Chinese people understand what is this kind of flesh more.
你的血,你的气都还活着的。
And talk about your carnality.
是重在强调这个是一个活的人。
It emphasized that the person is alive.
对,凡是活着的人, 没有一个因行律法在主面前被称义的。
That means everyone alive, he cannot do the law to be justified by God.
凡是活着的人在神的眼中都像 这个野地的草一样。
And because everyone who is alive is just like grass before the Lord's eyes.
草必枯干,
and the result of these grass and flowers is that they will wither and die.
那第三方面就翻译作肉体。
And the third aspect is called the flesh.
讲身体好像讲 hardware一样。
And the body is referring to our hardware.
讲肉体呢, 是讲软体。
And the flesh is talking about the software.
讲到放在这个身体里面的那个生命, 那个旧造的生命, 所有的表现。
That is referring to what is placed in this physical body and whatever inside manifested out.
我今天没有带那瓶水来啊。
And today I have not brought my props.
当犯罪的生命进到人里面, 人就成了一个堕落的人。
But when sin enters into man, then the man becomes fallen.
这个人圣经上叫他旧人。
And the Bible calls him an old man.
这个旧人呢, 所有的表现, 他的行为, 他的思想, 他的言行, 一切从这个旧人里面出来的, 就叫肉体。
And all that is manifested out of this old man is called flesh.
这个肉体出来的时候呢, 有好的一部分也有坏的一部分。
And oftentimes when this flesh manifested itself, there is something good and something bad in it.
那坏的那部分呢, 那中国人翻译圣经的时候呢, 就特别把它翻译成为情欲。
And the Chinese people will describe the bad portion of this old man's manifestation as lust.
例如说在加拉太书第六章说顺从情欲撒种的, 要从情欲收败坏, 其实原文仍然是讲肉体。
And Galatians chapter 6 talk about those who follow the flesh and then sow in lust and they will reap wickedness.
那还有一节圣经呢, 我们现在来翻一下, 啊, 加拉太书第五章,
In Galatians chapter 5,
19节，他说情欲的事其实原来也是肉体的事，
and it says the works of the flesh
都是显而易见的， 就如奸淫, 污秽, 邪荡, 拜偶像, 邪术, 仇恨, 增进, 记恨, 老路, 结党, 等等等等等, 我们不用去念了。
And the works of the flesh, Chinese people translated as the works of the lust, are evident.
所以我们很容易就把它这些定义作是 肉体中那个坏的那一部分。
And so therefore we know that the definition of this thing, the lust, is to talk about the bad portion of the manifestation of flesh.
但是这是对肉体最肤浅、最基本的一个认识和体会。
But this is the most shallow or fundamental understanding of what flesh is.
要对肉体有一个准确的认识, 你必须回到我刚才所说的那句话去。
But if you want to have a more accurate understanding of what the flesh is, you must return to this statement.
一切从我这个旧人生命里面所有表现出来的东西, 通通在神的眼中叫肉体。
That is all the manifestation from your old nature and everything is called the flesh.
包括好像人看起来好的那一部分。
It includes perhaps the good portion of what men consider.
而且原谅我说啊, 今天在神家里面, 在教会里面, 为什么容易出问题, 很多时候都是我们认为我们是在做好。
Forgive me saying this, that many times there are problems in the house of God is because lots of people strive to do their good.
我觉得这样子最好, 我认为那个意见更好。
And because they say, I feel this is a better way, and I consider that is a better opinion.
我喜欢这样子, 我喜欢教会 freestyle。
And I like this way, and I like the church to be more free.
我喜欢教会用投票的方式。
And I agree that the church should be, the issue should be voted on.
或者有的时候我们里面那个天然人的爱心, 我们就一下子对人家好得不得了。
Or there is sometimes our natural love for other people, suddenly we just love the person to so much.
等到有一天跟他处不好了，我们又一下子跟他坏得不得了。
But suddenly we cannot deal with him, and then we just treat each other bad.
这是很容易就是从我们里面出来的东西。
And these are all the outcome of the flesh.
有一个弟兄，他有一次在天津服侍的时候。
And there's a brother who used to serve in Tianjin.
有一天他在家里面楼上祷告。
And one day he was praying up there.
突然楼下有人敲门敲得很急。
And suddenly someone knocking hard downstairs.
好像有一个人是从东北跑来找他。
And the person came from the northeastern part of China to look for him.
他一开门以后他就问他说，他说你是不是李这个李弟兄啊？
And he said, "Are you Brother Ni?"
李，
Brother Lin.
李，牧师李。 李某某。
Brother Lee.
他说是。
And he said yes.
他说，请问有什么事你要找我吗？
And what's the matter?
他说神叫我来找你。
And the brother said, "Oh, God sent me to you."
哦，他马上请他进来。
So Brother Lee welcomed him in.
然后跟他多谈一下以后。
And after a conversation,
他说我完全照着圣经的所说的，我已经撇下了我的爸爸妈妈、我的妻子跟我的孩子。
And he said, "According to the Bible, I have already abandoned all my parents and my wife and the children."
他说你把他们都丢了都不管。他说是啊。
And he said, "Oh, you have abandoned all of them." He said,
圣经上这么说啊,
"Because the Bible calls me for it."
弟兄劝他说，你不可以这个样子。
And then the brother tried to correct him.
他说你这个大肉体，圣经上说要撇下父母的。
But then the other person just argued back, and you are the big flesh because the Bible already says so.
这弟兄怎么想劝他？
And how hard the brother tried to convince
him. 他说那神在你身上到底带领你干什么？
And then he asked exactly how the Lord is leading you.
他说我这个人神叫我干嘛我就干嘛。
And he said, "Whatever the Lord calls me to do, I will."
神叫我今天来找你，所以我今天来找你。
And the Lord has sent me to you, so therefore I knock on your door.
明天神可能叫我去别的地方，那我就到别的地方去了。
But if the Lord sent me away, then perhaps I will be somewhere else.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们这一个人的肉体，我们不认识的时候。
And brothers and sisters, so often when we don't recognize our own flesh,
它可以躲在各式各样合法、合理，甚至属灵的大帽子底下。
And it can hide itself behind all kinds of right saying and even some spiritual things.
对，当我们讲对付肉体的时候，
so when we want to talk about dealing with the flesh,
是的，的确，一面来说，我们是要对付一些显而易见，圣经上所讲的这些情欲的事情。
Obviously, we must deal with that is those wicked thing that is apparent to others.
另外一方面，我们希望弟兄姊妹对肉体有一个正确的认识。
But more so, we must have this true understanding of the flesh.
肉体就说到我这个人所有的表现。
And the flesh just simply talks about all my own outcome of the flesh.
所有不在基督里的表现。
Every manifestation that is not in Christ.
所有没有经过十架而出来的。
And all the works in this that has not passed through the cross.
所有没有经过死而复活出来的, 在神的眼中都叫肉体。
And all that has not come through death and resurrection, in the eyes of God, they are all flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，这其实是一件很严肃的事情。
And then we know it is a solemn matter.
因为如果我们里面不是从主面前这么认真来看这件事的话,
And because if we do not look at this topic so seriously,
有一天当我们去见神的时候, 那个后悔是很可怕的后悔。
And one day when we truly meet up with God face to face, we will be greatly regretting.
因为哥林多前书第三章讲得这么清楚。
Because 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says it so well.
神为我们立好了根基就是耶稣基督。
That God has established foundation for us, and that is Christ.
然后我们每一个人都在上面建造。
And we must all build upon it.
有人是用金银宝石来建造。
And some will build with gold and silver.
有人是用草木和血。
And others will build with grass and stubble.
圣经上讲到草木和血, 凡有血气的, 就是像草一样。
And that is to refer to all those who are in flesh, they are just like grass.
所以这里说用草木和血来建造, 就说到用我们的肉体, 所有的表现和建造。
So what it's saying is that when we build with our own flesh, and we are just building buildings like with grass and stubble.
草木和谐不仅仅讲到它的短暂，没有价值和经不起考验。
And this building of the flesh not only talk about how temporal and how valueless it is.
那一天当火发现的时候。
But one day when it meets up with fire.
被火烧过还能够留下来的。才能够被带到神的面前。
And we know only that can pass through fire and remain that can be brought before God.
弟兄姊妹，你就知道我们今天的生活和行事，甚至包括我们的侍奉和追求。
And brothers and sisters, all the days that we live, and including our services and pursuing the Lord.
有多少的在神的眼中不算数？
And how many of them are not counted in the eyes of God?
那一段话不光只是对神的仆人，或者所谓的传道人、工人说的。
And we know the passage of the Bible is not only talking about the minister or the requirement for the people who serve the Lord.
对你我每一个人说的。
But it's to every one of us, you and me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前要非常非常的小心。
And so therefore we must take warning and be careful about it.
我每次想到那段圣经，我有时候里面都会发毛。
And every time when I read this passage, often I tremble inside.
因为我们太容易活在肉体里。
And because it's so easy for us to live in the flesh.
这是我的本性。
And because that is my own nature.
因为这是我从亚当，从我祖宗里面所承受的生命和性情。
And it's the life I receive from Adam and from my ancestors.
它很容易就从我里面出来。
And it is so easy to come out of me.
尤其当我在做好的事情的时候。
Especially when I'm doing something that is good.
当我以为我在为神发热心的时候。
Especially when I think I'm zealous for the Lord.
我们里面可能仍然是从肉体出来。
And what came out oftentimes is still the flesh.
因为神在乎的不是我们外面在做什么。
And because what is mindful of God is not our outward deed.
而是说源头是什么。
But God cares of what is the source of our deeds.
不在乎我们做什么，而在乎我们是什么。
It doesn't matter what we do, but it matters what we are.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
And so we know again, it is a solemn matter.
为什么那么多人奉主的名赶鬼，行了这么多的事情，主说我不认识你。
And how come so many people, they cast out demons in the name of the Lord and done so many things for him, and the Lord's reply is that I don't know you.
英文有的翻译说神不 approve 他。
Or some other translation said that I don't approve you.
不是说他没有做。
It's not to deny that he had done certain work.
主知道他们都有做。
And because the Lord knows what is being done.
但是主说我没办法称许你。
But then the Lord said, I cannot commend you.
因为那个不是照着神的心意做的。
And because that is not done according to the heart of God.
因为那个源头不是从神而来的。
For its source is not found in God.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们拿这个东西一衡量的时候。
And so if we measure these things with us, with that.
那这样子的信息我们越早听到越好。
And we know it is better for us to learn these messages earlier on.
我们越早当回事越好。
And if we count this as something serious in our life earlier the better.
免得我们真像哥林多前书第三章讲的那一日有火发现要来试验个人的工程怎样。
And lest there would be the day when we only find out that there is fire to test out our own works in life.
我们当一切被烧尽的时候。
And after everything is burned up.
我们里面的后悔和痛苦那是无法言喻的。
And then the pain and the regret that we will experience then is not utterable by words.
虽然圣经上说我们还是可以得救。
And though the Bible says those people remain saved.
但是不过仅此得救。
But they are called barely saved.
但是金银宝石都说到经过十架的工作的。
And but then the work of the gold, silver and precious stones are all talking about the work after the cross.
宝石被埋在地的深处长年累月没有人注意到它讲到十架的经历。
And the precious stone that is hidden underground and for years that nobody discovered talks about the experience of the cross.
而纯金和纯银都经过火炼出来的
pure,
也讲到十架的结局。
Pure gold and pure silver is refined by fire and talks about also the works of the cross.
所以今生不经过十架今生不经过火炼的那一天都要被烧掉的。
And so if we do not experience the cross and pass through the fire of the cross, then on that day we won't be able to handle it.
对，就像我们弟兄所做的诗歌，他今日每日他举目望神的那个审判的火。
And just like a hymn by a brother, he says that each day he looked up to the refining fire by the Lord.
他希望他今天一 今生一切的生活形式到那一天都能够耐火。
And for his desire to experience all things, and so that on that day everything can be tested by fire.
这是我们讲的胜过肉体的重要。
And that is how important it is for us to triumph over the flesh.
上个礼拜我拿的那一杯水。
And last week I have a cup of water in my hand.
啊，原来没有犯罪以前是一个干净的水。
And before it's sin, it is a pure water.
当犯罪的罪性进到里面去了以后。
But after the ingredients of sin enter it.
从里面一切出来的。都造成伤害。
Then later on, whatever it pours out will become poisonous to others also.
凡是从这里面一切所出来的，在神的眼中不能够蒙悦纳。
Then everything that pours out from that defiled cup is also will not be accepted by the Lord.
不仅仅最污秽、最脏的那一部分罪不能够得到神的悦纳。
And not only our sinful, filthiest portion of the flesh cannot be accepted by God.
连我们里面一切的思想、意念、desire 在神的面前统统不蒙悦纳。
But even our words and deeds and our mind cannot be accepted by God.
所以我想这一篇是一个严肃的信息，弟兄姊妹。
So truly, this is a serious message.
但是却是非常重要的信息。
But also, it's an important message to all of us.
十字架永远是最宝贵的救恩的，弟兄姊妹。
For the cross is the most precious salvation for us.
不仅仅我们在那里跟神圣的大爱相碰。
Not only we can meet up with the great love of God upon it.
在那里我们得到的赦免和接纳。
And we can also get acceptance and forgiveness upon it.
在这里我们也得到了最伟大的拯救和释放。
But we also have received the greatest salvation and freedom from it.
让我们脱离仇敌在我们身上一切的诡计。
So that we can be free from all the trickeries of the enemies.
而十字架在这里也是一个最大的保证。
Yet the cross is the greatest guarantee from God.
让我们今天所有经过十字架的生活和经历，那日子都能够存留下来。
And so that all the days and all the things that we have experienced in the cross can remain.
我们继续来读加拉太书第五章。
Let us again continue to.
两节的圣经266页。
Galatians chapter 5.
16节到18节。
Verses 16-18.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。底下讲到情欲的事都是显而易见的等等等。二十四节是我们今天背诵的经文。
And verse 24 is the verse that we want to memorize today.
我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。再念一次啊。
Again.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
那第六章第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
那第八节。
To 8.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。第八节这里的情欲，英文也是 flesh， 希腊文也是 sex。
And verse 8 again talk about the flesh in the same language in English and Greek。
凡是顺着肉体撒种的，要从肉体收败坏。
And it says, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption。
他在这里提醒我们。
And he reminds us here,
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked for whatever man sows that he will also reap.
我们请翻到前面罗马书第八章。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们请读第三节到第九节。
So let's read through verses 3-9.
这些圣经都很重要，我希望弟兄姊妹回家能够多读几遍。
And these are important passages for us to understand the cross. I ask you to read them through again when you get home.
第三节到第九节。
3-9.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。好，我们请读十二节跟十三节。十二节十三节我们一起来。弟兄们，这样看来我们并不是欠肉体的债去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着必要死，若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着。好，我们圣经读到这。我想我稍微总结一下我们刚才不管所讲的或是所读的圣经。
And I'd like to make a wrap up of what I just talked about, or the Bible verses we read.
大家在程序单上第一个大项底下我列了七个小项。
And in the program, and we are only looking at the first, major item, point.
在这里讲到我们对肉体该有的七个基本的认识。
And underneath it, there are seven sub-points, and they are the fundamental understanding of the flesh.
第一件事情讲到凡有血气的没有一个因行律法称义。
And the first point talks about by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified.
讲到我们凭着我们救人是不可能在神的面前达到律法的要求。
That is to say, our old man can never fulfill the requirements of the law before God.
那这个一句话讲过去很容易啊。
And it is simple to make such statements.
但是我们最近刚读的马可福音，主耶稣对那个少年官，你还缺少一件。
But then, from the Gospel of Mark that we're studying these days, that the Lord has spoken to the rich young ruler, one thing you lack.
我们主这么智慧的把这么一个完美的人，他身上带到光中。
And the Lord's wisdom has brought this such person before the Lord in the light.
有钱有权，道德又好，又爱神，那么渴慕追求真理。
And this rich young ruler was a good person, and he has wealth, and he has a good behavior, and pursuing the Lord as well.
什么都好，但是神显明，你仍然缺少一件。
And everything he did was good, but then the Lord revealed to him that one thing he lacked.
没有一个人在神的面前没有这么一件事情。
And there's no one person who has not one thing that is lacking.
第二件事情在这里说到，我知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
The second point says that for I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
弟兄姊妹，我们能不能像保罗一样也有同样的 statement?
And can we make the same statement as Paul here?
我想后半段我们都可以啊。
And perhaps we can make the latter part.
立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。我们通通都可以讲这句话。
Perhaps we cannot say for the will is present in me, but the doing of good is not.
但是前面保罗说，我知道，在我里面，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
But Paul clearly stated first that for I know that nothing good dwells in me.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我们就常常讲不出来。
And brothers and sisters, so often we cannot make this statement ourselves.
因为我们常常会欣赏自己。
And because so often we enjoy ourselves.
哎呀，你看别人带诗多不好，我带的多好。
Oh, look at him, he cannot lead songs, but I can do it better.
你看看他们服侍那么不认真，我都还禁食祷告。
And look at all those people, they don't serve diligently, but I fasted.
你看他们一讲话人家就不想听，我一讲话大家都笑，都这么专心。
Look at him, and when he speaks, no one wants to listen, but when I speak, everyone pay attention and smile.
你看看他们光去买世界上的享受，我的钱都拿来奉献给神家。
And look at those people, they spend their money on the worldly things, but I give them to the Lord.
你看那些人都假冒为善，我最真实了。
Look at those hypocrites, but I am true.
弟兄姊妹，我们 always 会欣赏我这个人。
And it is are accustomed to enjoy ourselves.
很多人骄傲, 不是因为他有本钱骄傲, 而是因为过度自卑造成的骄傲。
And so many people, it's not to say that they are proud because they have some basis, but because they pity themselves too much.
所以有本钱骄傲跟没本钱骄傲的人都会一起骄傲的。
And those who have capitals or not to be proud are all also proud.
这边有一次有一个姊妹讲说她的女儿漂亮的女儿也爱漂亮不漂亮的女儿也爱漂亮。
And just like a lady has said that, and the beautiful daughters love to be beautiful, and the ugly daughter also love to be beautiful.
漂亮的女儿一天到晚打扮，不漂亮的女儿也天天打扮。
And the pretty girls like to make up, and then the not pretty girl also like to make up.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会欣赏自己的。
And we also enjoy ourselves.
保罗说，我知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中，没有良善。But
Paul simply points out that for I know that nothing good dwells in me.
一个真认识主的人，the
person who truly knows God.
他们怕肉体，就如同怕大麻风一样。And
they're afraid of their own flesh. It's just like they're afraid of leprosy.
我承认我没有这个属灵的境界。And
I confess that I'm not there yet.
但是当我看见弟兄们写这样的话的时候，我佩服他们。
But when I see this kind of writings and testimonies, I truly respect them.
他们真认识的在我肉体之中没有良善。
And because they truly know there is nothing good dwells in me.
一切自以为好的，人夸奖我们，人以为好的，只要是从肉体出来，在神的眼中都是受咒诅，要被审判。
And every good thing that is considered by man, and as long as it comes from the old man, cannot stand before God and will be cursed.
第三件事情，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，体贴肉体的就是死。
And the third item talks about for those who are according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, for their minds set on the flesh is death.
体贴肉体的事，英文呢，刚才弟兄讲的啊， set their mind 就是说他思念，他常常想的就是这些事。
And what is to according to the flesh? That means they are setting their minds on the things.
你要知道你是不是属肉体的人，一个很简单的事情。
And it's easy to find out if you belong to the flesh.
看看你一天到晚在想什么事情就是。
And just ask yourself, what are you thinking about whole day long?
你整天想的都是我的需要，我的看法，我的兴趣，我的计划。
And if you only think about and how your opinion and what you think and what is your plan.
弟兄姊妹，这说到这一切的源头都还是从我们自己里面出来。
And that speaks of all the source of your mind is still yourself.
体贴肉体的就是死。
And who is set the minds on the things of the flesh is death.
十几年前我们教会有个姊妹，她有一天放假回家去。
And some time ago, and when a sister have some days off and go back home,
她在教会非常有追求。
And she was diligent serving the Lord in church.
回到家里面一松一舒服。
But when she get home and she loosen up,
看见家里面租了一套那个录影带，大概八卷吧，一个连续剧的录影带。
And she found out there's a series of video cassette tapes. On something.
他平常在这里的时候，平常很少看电视。
And she seldom find time to watch TV by herself.
因为回到家度假，想说，哎呀，回家 relax 一下。
But because she was in a holiday, so she said, "Let me relax and enjoy this."
他说我看一点点就好。
And she set her mind saying, "Okay, I only watch a little."
他说他从那天礼拜六下午一直看到礼拜天清晨。
And she was starting to watch from Saturday afternoon until early morning Sunday.
然后礼拜天爬不起来去聚会。And
then Sunday morning she could not get up to go to meetings.
全人就觉得吃的比吃死苍蝇还惨，全人不舒服。And
then she does not feel comfortable at all.
体贴了一下以后，带进来一些这么深的虚空和死亡的感觉。And
when she walked according to the flesh for a time, then she felt vanity and death.
然后夫妻吵架，我们就想说最后一句话一定要我说才行。
And when husband and wife argue, oftentimes the person thinks, I must make the last statement.
主说不要再说了。
But then the Lord says, stop.
顺服，安静下来。
Just obey and be quiet.
我们就硬要再加上那一句话。
But then we want to say a little more.
讲完以后就是随从肉体，很舒服好像。
And when you do according to the flesh, and you'll be more comfortable.
底下的结果你自己知道的。
But then the result you know.
第四件事情，刚才我们读过，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
And the fourth point says that God is not mocked, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
对，我们顺着肉体撒种的，要从肉体或者从情欲受败坏。
And then we will reap flesh corruption.
那第五件事情我们也读过了，情欲的事情都是显而易见的啊，就如奸淫、污秽等等等。
And the fifth point is also we read that the things of the flesh are evident.
保罗说：“我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。”
And Paul says, "I told you before, and I now say again that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God."
我想我们坐在这里的，我们都希望将来我们能够欢欢喜喜、丰丰富富的进神的国。
And I believe everyone here, sitting here, wants to enjoy and enter into the kingdom of God with abundance.
保罗这么清楚告诉我们，我从前讲了，我现在还要讲。
But Paul clearly states that I spoke to you before and I now state it again.
行这样事的人必不能进神的国。
And those who practice such things will not enter the kingdom of God.
这对我们也是一个何等深的提醒。
And it is a great reminder for all of us.
第六件事情讲到属肉体的人不能够得神的喜欢。
And the sixth point talks about those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
如果我们不读这节圣经，我们只问说，我们都愿不愿意讨神喜悦啊？我相信每一个人都愿意。
But if we do not read this verse and just ask everyone, are we willing to please the Lord? And I think everyone says yes.
就跟一个妈妈跟她孩子说，你们都爱不爱妈妈呀？他们每个都说我爱，我最爱。
And just like a mother asks the children, do you love mama? And then they say, yeah, we do, every one of us.
等到妈妈要叫我们去做事，叫我们出去帮忙寄封信啊，这个爱就受到考验了。
But then when the mother puts some requirements on you, do something for her, and then everyone will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，要讲爱，嘴唇要有心愿，都很容易的事情。
And it's easier for us to talk about love and or even have an intent for love.
但是神在这里说到，属肉体的人他不可能得神的喜欢。
But then the words of God says that those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
不仅仅这个样子，第七件事情说到体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇。
Not only so, Adam 7 talks about that the mindset on the flesh is hostile towards God.
因为他不服神的律法。他也没有办法，他不能服。
And for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.
加拉太书五章十七节也说到，圣灵是跟情欲或者跟肉体是相争的。
And Galatians 5:17 says that the spirit strives with the flesh.
情欲与圣灵相争，这两个彼此相敌。
And the flesh is against the spirit; these two are contrary to one another.
所以肉体不仅仅与神为仇。
So the flesh not only has enmity against God,
而且在每一天里面，他都不断地跟圣灵在我们里面相争。
But it also strives with the Spirit in us daily.
神跟撒旦那个争的焦点在人的身上。
And the true battlefield between God and Satan is on man.
撒旦的根据是借着人的肉体在这里要得着人。
And Satan's weapon is through the flesh he wants to conquer the person.
而神是借着圣灵在这里要来得着我们。
And but then God wants to use his Holy Spirit to obtain us.
所以这两个彼此相争，彼此为敌。
And so therefore the spirit and the flesh is contrary to one another.
所以如果弟兄姊妹你说你不觉得有所谓的属灵征战的话，
So brothers and sisters, if you do not feel that there is spiritual warfare,
我们已经被打败了。
Then you are already defeated.
其实从你睡醒之前，其实我们每一天都活在这个征战里面。
And actually every one of us lives in this spiritual battle.
所以我们想今天要讲为什么讲胜过肉体以前我要花这么大的篇幅让我们认识肉体。
And so therefore, before we can talk about triumph over the flesh, we must give the clear understanding of what the flesh is.
因为我们太容易活在肉体。
And because it's so easy for us to live in the flesh.
所以我不太 我只是临时想起来我不太会背那个 正确的歌词。他说我动也错我静也错。
So there was a hymn that said, I feel wrong when I move and I feel wrong when I stop.
碰到一件事情我不说嘛我里面又不安。
And then if there's something I don't say, then I don't have no peace.
当我一说的时候我又说过头了。
But when I say it, then I overstate it.
他说都是肉体。
And then he concludes,All is flesh.
我们弟兄真是认识他自己。
And this brother truly knows himself.
有人讲说 ，OK， 那我动了，我做事，我讲话常常犯错，那我不动就是了。
And some people say, oh, because what I do is so often wrong, then I just don't do all these things.
弟兄姊妹，你动也是肉体，不动也是肉体。
But then our brother realized that if you move your flesh, if you stop your flesh.
你觉得你的祷告是写讲稿编出来的，是属肉体不好。
And if you feel that if you just make up a prayer before the Lord, it is not good.
那你不肯祷告
It's of the flesh.
也是一样属肉体。
But if you are not willing to pray out, then it's still the flesh.
你今天带聚会带得很好，别人夸奖你，你觉得哎呀，这个骄傲不好，是个肉体。
And if you have a good session of leading a meeting, and then you say, "Oh, this is flesh," if I feel proud when people praise me.
你觉得讲不好而自卑，我再也不要讲了，这也是肉体。
And if you have preached a bad sermon, and then you say, "Oh, I won't want to speak anymore," and that is also the flesh.
就算我们又不骄傲又不自卑。
But then even when we have no pride or no self-pity,
我们却不是靠着圣灵，而是凭着自己在这里讲，一样是肉体。
But then if it not by the spirit but by yourself, and it is still the flesh.
我今天就讲我们都是肉体。
And the conclusion is that all is flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么常常把别人身上丑陋的一面碰出来？因为肉体碰肉体就是出来肉体。
And so because so often when we have conflict one with another, and the flesh strikes flesh, and more flesh comes forth.
你把一个磁碟往沙里面这样转一圈拉起来，吸出来的都是铁砂，对不对？
And if you put the magnet into the iron.Then what it brings forth is iron sand.
没有铁的东西根本就不会上来。
If it's no iron in it, then it won't be attracted by the magnet.
所以当我们在这里说别人肉体的时候，我们也要小心。
And so therefore, when we say, "Oh, that is flesh," we must be careful ourselves.
因为我们自己出来的根本就是一样是肉体。
And because what comes forth me is also the flesh.
所以我想我们要认识肉体的本质。
And so let us come to understand the nature of this flesh.
要认识肉体在神面前的无能为力。
And to know how fragile and vulnerable of this flesh before God.
我们也要认识肉体在永世里面那个可怕的结局。
And we must also know the eternal damnation of the flesh in before God.
那我们今生就要比较小心一点。
And so therefore we will live through this life more carefully.
我最后花几分钟讲一下神在我们身上的拯救。
And I'd like to spend a few minutes talk about how God saved us.
神借着给我们的救恩和一些奇妙的救法，要把我们从这里面释放出来。
And the Lord wants to set us free by His precious salvation and some wonderful methods of saving us.
神的做法是借着客观在真理上给我们一些启示。
And the workings of the Lord is to give us a revelation objectively.
这是罗马书第六章告诉我们的。
And that is what Romans chapter 6 gives us.
那另外一方面呢，神也在主观上让我们在圣灵里面有一些的经历。
But on the other hand, the Lord also wants us to subjectively experience this in the Holy Spirit.
所以是客观真理的启示跟主观圣灵里的经历两面并重，神来救我们。
And so therefore the Lord is using these two arms, the revelation of the objective truth and the experience in the Holy Spirit.
光有真理和知识而没有经历的话，这变成理论派了。
And if those who only have truth and knowledge, and they become the people of theory.
你光一天到晚讲同定讲十架的道理，讲到最后你会觉得很累。
And if you only talk about the message of the cross yourself in words, then you find out it's very tiresome.
你如果没有经历配上去，你讲到最后你会觉得很烦，甚至你会到最后你会被打败了。
And if you do not have the experience yourself, then at the end, then you find out it is some troublesome words and you'll be defeated.
那我们里面就灰心了，觉得这些道理好是好，但是不 work.
Then you'll be disheartened. Perhaps you'll have the attitude say, "Oh, these words are good, but doesn't work for me."
那如果我们光有经历，但是却没有真理的根据和指点的话，
But if you only have those experience, but you do not have the direction from the words and the truth,
那我们的经历就会很凌乱，而且会很有限。
Then our experience will be chaotic and it's also limited.
而且一不小心，我们就可能会稍微走得过头了啊。
And if you're not careful about it, easily you will be led astray.
就像有的人当他重生得救的时候，他被圣灵光照，他大哭悔改。
And just like someone when they are enlightened by the Holy Spirit, then they will cry out bitterly and repent.
他那是一个很好的经历，得救的时候得救的这么清楚。
And that is a good a born again experience because it was clear to him.
但是如果你把这个变成一个真理的教导，就跟别人讲，你要重生的话，你必须要哭过才行。
But then if you use this as the truth to tell other people, if you want to be born again, then you must first cry like that.
所以这是在中国大陆有一些弟兄姊妹他们叫做哭重生，就是你如果没有哭过，你没有重生得救。
So therefore in mainland China, there's a group of Christians, they emphasize that one must be crying out loud like that before they can be born again.
的确，重生我们必须经过悔改这一关。
Yes, it is true that to be born again, one must first repent.
但是却不见得在主观的经历上一定要大哭一场。
But that doesn't mean your subjective experience is that you must cry like that.
所以光有经历, 没有真理来平衡, 来指点, 我们容易乱, 容易错。
So if experience is not balanced by the truth, then we will be wrong sometimes.
所以这两面, 客观的真理, 主观的经历要一起来。
So therefore we know that the revelation of the objective truth and experience of the subjective truth and spirit must be balanced.
就像你自己觉得在做十几岁的孩子, 他们最在乎的就是他们身上的 muscle, 或者指男孩子。
And so for the boys, teenagers that is, and they like to look at their own muscles.
我家的儿子也常常在镜子面前比来比去的。
My son at home like to look at the mirror to check out their own muscles.
不光他们, 我在教会看到好几个小男孩子, 也都在那里比比。
And not only them, I believe every boy like that.
这是所有的男孩子都有的一个感觉。
Yes, everyone gone through that stage.
那他就想, 好, 我要见肌肉, 他就去看书去了, 如果。
And some wants to build up the muscle, they will flip through a book.
啊, 要增加这边的肌肉, 应该做什么运动。
And they study, oh, if I want to increase this muscle mass, I want to do certain exercise.
啊, 要增加背部的肌肉, 应该看, 应该做什么样子的运动。
Or strengthen the back muscle, I want to use that exercise.
你读了这么多的书,
And if you have read through all the books,
但是从来不去做的话, 你的肌肉不会增加一点点。
But if you never lift up a weight, then you will not improve anything of your muscle.
但是如果你天天去练呢, 又没有一些姿势来, 来保护你, 来平衡你的话,
But if you just go out to lift weight without the knowledge or understanding of
it, 你很容易就受伤, 或是不平衡的发展, 对不对?
Then it's easy for you to injure yourself or to grow some abnormal condition.
那天天只练右手,
If you only train your right hand,
那夏天一到, 这边胖得像个猪腿, 这边像个鸡脖子一样,
And summer comes and everybody sees that you have a thickness of a pig's leg and a thickness of a chicken thigh here.
这个就不美了, 对不对?
Then it's not beautiful, isn't it?
所以神在我们身上的拯救, 又有客观真理的启示, 又有主观圣灵里的经历。
So it's the way of the Lord saving us that we must emphasize in the balance of the objective truth and the subjective experience.
所以我们很快地看一下这个表格, 我讲完这个就结束了。
And so let us look at the chart and after this I will end.
罗马书第六章, 重在真理的启示。
Romans chapter 6 emphasized the revelation of the truth.
我们放在程序单最后一页, 罗马书第八章, 重在我们圣灵里的经历。
And Romans chapter 8 emphasized the subjective experience in the Holy Spirit.
所以六章, 重在那个客观的死, 就叫地位上的死。
And so chapter 6 talks about the objective death, our positional death.
那罗马书第八章, 要把我们带进主观的经历里面, 怎么样子来经历死。
And Romans chapter 8 talks about subjective death, our experience.
所以六章在那里告诉我们, 跟主同死是一个事实, 已经发生了。
And Romans 6 talks about that to be crucified with Christ is a fact, it's already happened.
第八章是要把我们带进到这个同死的经历里面去。
And chapter 8 is to lead us into the experience of union with his death.
就像我上礼拜结束的时候讲到日本人投降是一个已经发生的事实。
And just like what I talked about last week, that the Japanese surrender and it was a fact.
但是那个姊妹在她年轻的时候, 她还是害怕日本人。
But then the young lady also is still afraid of the Japanese even after they surrendered.
她一听到日本军人走过去, 她就要躲起来。
And whenever she heard the Japanese came by, then she wanted to hide herself.
她不断提醒自己, 我们已经战胜了, 她又勇敢地出来。
And she must remind herself before she became courageous that the Japanese already surrendered.
她在经历上面比事实慢了一点。
And her experience is comes a little after the understanding.
就像你今天如果你碰到生日, 你一个亲爱的家人从纽约或是从中国大陆台湾寄了一台电脑给你, 你很喜欢的电脑。
And if you have a birthday gift from overseas, someone gives you a computer.
那你完全不知道他寄出来了。
And you don't know it is already sent out.
那个礼物给你已经是一个事实, 因为它已经其实已经 on the way.
And the gift sent to you is a fact because it's on the way.
但是你不知道。
But then you don't know.
等到那天你收到它的时候,
But on the day when you receive it,
你开始经历它, 开始享受它。
And you begin to experience it and enjoy the computer.
所以第六章讲到基督所完成的死。
And so chapter 6 talks about the accomplished death of Christ.
我说过我们自己没被挂在那里。
And I said that we ourselves have never been crucified.
是基督为我们挂在那里。
It is Christ that was crucified.
在他的死里面我们可以来经历。
But in his death we can experience the crucifixion.
六章讲基督所完成的死, 而到了罗马书第八章讲到圣灵 要来执行这个死在我们身上。
So chapter 6 talked about the accomplished death of Christ, but 8 talked about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以八章是说到圣灵所执行的死。
And chapter 8 talked about the mortification of the Holy Spirit.
所以我相信你们回到家可能都会想到一个问题。
So I believe when you get home, you think of this problem.
虽然上礼拜你们都大家都听了同病。
And though you have heard about the cross of union last week,
我们都知道我们该死。
And we all know that we should die.
我们也知道我们已经跟主同死了。
And we all know that we already died with Christ.
但是事实上我们怎么样子能够真正死呢？
But how can we truly be dead with Christ?
你们有没有这个问题？
And do you have that question?
没有这个问题，我就想我上礼拜又讲失败了。
And then if you don't have that question, then perhaps I failed again last week.
因为我不过是给你们大家一个知识，觉得我们该死，已经死了。
And I only have passed on some knowledge because you feel that, oh, I should die, and perhaps I die.
啊，却没有让我们变得真的想死，然后真的去死。
But then you do not have the desire to truly want to be dead in Christ, and
因为当你真要去活的时候，你都不知道怎么去用这个东西。
And if you want to live out the fact, that you have died with Christ, you don't know how.
这是保罗写罗马书第八章。
And that is why Paul wrote Romans chapter 8.
不仅仅在第六章，我们知道基督为我们死了。
Not only we know the fact that Christ died for us in Romans 6.
第八章圣灵要把这个死坐在我们的身上。
But we also know that chapter 8, that the Holy Spirit wants to do this death in us.
所以罗马书八章十三节非常宝贝啊。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is very precious.
你们如果顺从肉体，必要死。但是若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
It says therefore, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以你不用担心该怎么去活。
So do not worry about how to live out that fact.
那是圣灵来做的事情。
Because that is the doings of the Holy Spirit.
他知道怎么样子把这个死执行在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit knows how to work this death in us.
他知道让我们怎么样子能够活着，不再是我，乃是基督。
And so that we may live through the experience that no longer I, but Christ lives in us.
那这部分我下个礼拜会讲。
And I will speak about this next week.
今天没有时间。
Because time runs out.
所以我请求弟兄姊妹上个礼拜这礼拜跟下礼拜这三篇信息要一起听。
And I ask everyone to review and often remind yourself about these three messages from last week to today and the next week.
所以圣灵在这里要帮助我们来执行这件事情。
And because the Holy Spirit wants to mortify our flesh.
就好比有一个大富翁，他留下了一大笔的产业。
And just like a wealthy man, he has left behind a great inheritance.
他说我未来的十代子孙，只要他愿意读书，所有的学费从这笔基金里面拨出来。
It says for 10 generations from now, then every child, if they want to study, they can draw the money from this foundation.
恩典预备了，应许是真实的。
And grace is prepared, the promise is true.
但是这件执行随着时间一直要做下去的。
But then the execution of this will has to pass through time.
所以他的后代子孙只要愿意读书的，就有这个法人或是有律师来执行这件事，把恩典坐在他的身上。
So any descendant, if they want to claim that promise, then some lawyer will come to execute the fact on them.
他的子孙只要接受这个恩典就好了。
And the descendants only need to accept this grace.
这个执行者怎么做，那是他的事情。
And how the person will execute it,It is his business.
如果我们不肯读书，
But if we do have no desire to study,
我们就跟这个恩典无分。
Then this person is separate themselves from this grace.
我们如果不肯随从圣灵而行，随从他的教导，那这个救恩就跟我们好像，我们不能够去经历他了。
And likewise, if we are no long, if we don't want to be according to the Spirit, then this grace cannot come to us.
好，底下讲快一点啊，六章讲到救人的死，八章讲到肉体的死。
And Romans 6 talks about the flesh of the old man, chapter 8 talks about the death of the flesh.
六章既然是讲事实，所以要借着看见和相信，就是开启的意思。
And Roman talk about death objectively, so therefore we must see it and to believe it.
八章重在经历，所以我们讲借着随从灵，还有在圣灵里的交通。
And chapter 8 talks about experience, so we must emphasize the liberty and the according to the Spirit and the fellowship in the Spirit.
六章讲我们怎么样，我们脱离了旧人的辖制啊，包括罪啊、肉体等等。
Romans 6 talk about free from the bondage of sins, including the flesh.
八章讲到我们进到圣灵的释放。
And chapter 8 talks about the liberty of the spirit.
六章讲到我在基督里。
Chapter 6 talks about I in Christ.
就像我上个礼拜讲的，这个书签在我的圣经里面。他所有的经历跟遭遇都跟这个圣经是一样的。
And just like what I talked about, the bookmark that I had in my Bible, and whatever experience it had, it goes with the Bible.
当我的圣经掉了，他也书签也掉了。
And when I lost my Bible, the bookmark was lost as well.
当我找回来的时候，他也回来了。
When I found the Bible, the bookmark came also.
同样，我们在基督里，他死了，我们死了。
And likewise, when we are in Christ, when Christ died, we died.
他活了，我们也活了。
And when He lives, we live.
他升上天，我们也升上天啊。
And if ascended, then we ascended.
但在第八章讲到基督在我里面。
And chapter 8 talks about Christ in me.
他成为我的生命。
He has become my life.
让我一举一动可以有新生的样式。
And so that my words and deeds will have the newness of life.
罗马书六章讲到主为我死。
And 6 talks about the Lord died for me.
第八章讲到主为我活。
And 8 talks about He lives for me.
六章讲到不再是我，因为我已经被钉死了。
And 6 talks about no longer I because I was crucified.
第八章讲到乃是基督，现在活着的是基督在我里面活。
And 8 talks about it is Christ, now Christ truly lives in me indeed.
所以张弟兄曾经讲过一句话。
So Brother Stephen Kong has once said.
把这福音的两方面。
There are two aspects of the gospel.
对还没有信主的人来说
And to those who have not believed in the gospel,
基督已经替我们死，所以你不用死了。
And Christ has died for me, so therefore we no longer need to die.
对我们信主的人来说
But to us who believe in Christ,
基督要替我们活，所以我们不用活。
And Christ wants to live for me, therefore we don't need to live for ourselves.
那不再是我，乃是基督。
Truly, it's no longer I, but Christ.In me.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然肉体被显明、被对付是一件不舒服的事情。
It is always true that when our flesh is revealed and be dealt with, we don't feel comfortable.
那是就着我们的经历上来说的。
And that speaks of our experience.
但是如果我们有真理、真正的看见的话
，But if we have the truth and we have seen it,
我们应该对肉体被对付的这件事情，要用一个积极、快乐的态度来看它。
And therefore, we should have a right attitude that when our flesh is dealt with, we should be more positive and to receive it.
如果不是神爱我们,
if God does not love us,
他何必花功夫在我们这样子的人身上?
And why must He spend time on people like us to deal with us?
那么败坏,没有用的一个人。
And so corrupted and useless.
神不仅仅只是把永生给我们，他居然肯花功夫在我的身上。
Not only God has given us eternal life, but He is sitting down to work on us.
要把我从肉体里面释放出来。
And so that I may be set free from the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great salvation.
让我们用一个积极的态度来看。
And let us have this positive attitude.
讲起来容易，很不容易哦。
And it's not easy to talk about.
你想想看，你回家跟那口子吵架，或者跟孩子闹不愉快的时候。
And think about it, if you go home.And then you have a fight with your people,
或者老板冤枉你了
and or your boss has misunderstood you.
那同事跟你玩 politics, 弟兄姊妹，你都会发现这些事情不舒服
Or the politics in the office, they all cause you disturbance.
但是每一次肉体活的时候
but whenever your flesh lives up,
都在提醒我们，在我里面还有未得之地。
And it will remind you that there is still unobtained land in you.
神有更宽广的迦南产业要赐给我们。
And for Christ is a more vast land that He has prepared for you.
他有更丰盛的生命要给我们。
And more abundant life to give to you.
所以 instead of 我们在那里埋怨不舒服。
So instead of us complaining and not feel comfortable about it.
下次你家那口子给你不好看的眼色的时候。
And next time when your husband or wife is giving you a bad attitude.
你要说赞美神，我又有东西可以吃了。
And you should say, praise the Lord, for I am eating now.
我又有地可以得了。
And there is more land for me to obtain.
我又有生命祝福可以承受了。
And more blessings of life that I will receive.
弟兄姊妹，这需要看见。
That we must see.
我们求主让我们看见。
And we ask the Lord to enable us to see.
因着这个看见，我们人会变得非常积极。
And if we truly see this, then we will become very positive.
结束在一个小小的故事。
And I will end in a short story.
我是在 email 上看到，我忘了是谁送出来的。
And I forgot where I came saw this email.
讲过的，就讲到有一个人，他养了一条老牛。
牛。
Yeah.
A person who had an old cow.
有一天他不小心掉到他家里面的老井里面去。
And this old.
我忘了是老驴还是老牛。
Something old fall into the jar. Alive though.
掉到一口老井里面去。
And went into a old well.
这个农夫想说要把他救出来，要花那么多钱，那么多功夫。
And the farmer said, "Oh, if you want to lift it up, then it has to spend a lot of money and effort."
所以他一狠下心，就雇了人扛了一车子的沙子来，要把这个老井填了，干脆把驴也埋了。
So he hardened his heart and said, "Okay, let me bury the well with the animal in it."
反正这个牛已经老了，没有什么用了。这个井从来没水的，反正也该填起来。
And since this animal is already old and this well has no water, so it must be filled up.
那只牛在里面就很难过。
And so the ox in it is so sad.
我忠心服侍你这么一辈子，现在要被你活埋了。
And I have served you all my days, and now you want to bury me alive.
然后这底下就开始那个一本机一本机的沙子打在他的背上。
And so sand upon sand is poured on his back.
他在那里非常的难过。
And he was so sad.
突然他一下子。
But then suddenly,
他有一个不同的想法。
And he had a different thought.
你要来表演了。好，我以为你知道答案了，那我看一直在那个伸脚。那个牛就是每一桶沙下来的时候，他就把脚举起来踩在沙的上面。
And as more sand is accumulated, and he just step on the sand.
每一次那个东西打到他的背上是不舒服，是让他不舒服。
And the rocks and pebbles fell on his back, it's causing him pain.
但是他现在是用一个积极的态度看这件事情。
But now he wants to live and wants to look at this positively.
所以每一袋沙下来，不仅仅不成为他的伤害，成为他的拯救。
So more things fell on his back is not no longer hurting him, but saving him.
每一次沙子下来，他就在站在沙子上面去。
And so more sand came down, he just stepped on it higher.
你就知道这个答案了。
And then you know the answer.
当那些沙子都下来以后。
And when all the well is filled up.
这个牛很生气地站出来。
And then the animal just stood up proudly.
It's me.
It's me now.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里肉体被显明被对付的时候，真是不舒服。
So when our flesh is dealt with and revealed, it is not comfortable.
但是我们用一个积极欢乐的态度来面对它。
But let us gladly receive it positively.
因为神每一次的拆毁是为了把他的生命给我们。
Because each time the Lord destruct is to in order to construct something.
他每一次释放我们，是叫我们不再随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
So each time when he set us free is so that we will no longer according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
下个礼拜我们继续讲同钉。
And next week we'll continue on the subject.
时间的关系啊，我想我们的信息停在这里。
And I think the message ends here.
好，我们一起低头，我们有个祷告。
And let us bow to pray.
主，我们的心何等的谢谢您。
Oh Lord, how our heart thank you.
主啊，你在创立世界以前，你就拣选了我们。
And because you have chosen us before the foundation of the world.
你在我们还死在罪恶过犯里的时候。
And while we were sinners, died in sins.
你就差遣你的儿子为我们流血赎罪。
And you sent your son to shed his blood to atone us.
当我们还不知道向你求什么的时候。
And before we know how to ask of you.
你儿子的圣洁生命已经住在我们里面。
The holy life of your son is already dwelling in us.
这个生命要成为我们最大的拯救。
And this life shall be our greatest salvation.
让我们从一切罪恶和肉体里面被释放出来。
And so that we may be set free from all sins and flesh.
这个生命要成为我们最大的祝福。
And this life shall be our greatest blessing.
让我们能够活在享受在圣灵全备的祝福中。
So we may live and to enjoy the complete blessings of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们的时间，我们的话语都何等的有限。
Oh Lord, our time and words are so limited.
我们是在求你用你的真理来开启我们。
But we ask you to reveal to us your truth.
让我们真看见你伟大的心意。
And so that we may see your great purpose.
你在我们身上每一个人身上那个伟大的计划。
And for every one of us, the great purpose.
你也是要叫我们里面能够更多的来得着你。
And so that each of us may obtain more of you.
脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
And to be free from all the worldly lusts.
叫我们与你圣洁的性情有份。
And so that we may identify with your holy nature.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
借着每天圣灵把这个死坐在我们的身上。
And Lord, and use the Holy Spirit to work this death in us daily.
好让我们真知道什么叫做活着不再是我乃是基督在我里面
so that we may truly know the meaning of no longer I but Christ lives in me
谢谢主
Lord we thank you
奉主耶稣基督的名
pray in the Lord Jesus name
Amen, Amen.